All I said was, hey. I'm good. Just collecting clovers for a leprechaun trap. Exactly what it sounds like. It's a trap to catch leprechauns. Of course I believe in leprechauns. You don't? I'm just fucking with you. I'm helping a 6-year-old build it. But I'm having trouble finding 4-leaf clovers. So hopefully the leprechaun has really bad eyesight and thinks that the 3-leaf clovers are 4-leaf clovers. You don't think he'll fall for it? Well, do you want to help me find some 4-leaf clovers then? There's a trap door. So once he goes inside, hopefully he'll move the popsicle stick that's holding the door open, and then the door will slam shut and trap the bastard. What's really going to happen is all of the candy is going to disappear inside, and the trap door will just remain open. Or closed. Leprechauns are magic, right? But no, there will be no leprechaun in there. Oh, I'm going to eat that candy. That's what's going to happen. Have you ever found a 4-leaf clover? You know, I did once. I was really little, though. I actually kept it. Yeah, I'll look inside for it in a little bit. Okay, who do I have to kill? Who told you about my secret spot? Actually, no one could have because no one knows about it. Have you been stalking me? I'm joking. I actually haven't been here in a long time. This is the first day that the weather's actually been nice enough. But when the weather was nice, I used to come here on my lunch break. Why haven't I seen you here before? Okay, you switched jobs. I can't believe you discovered this place too. I've never seen another person here. Oh, I love it. It's so quiet. Never any people. You can watch all the birds and just commune with nature while eating. See, I could sit with you, but that kind of defeats the purpose of coming to a quiet and peaceful spot in the first place. But sure, let's eat together. Ooh, it's kind of like a picnic. So where do you work? Okay, yeah, I know that building. I work in the building right across from it. Yep, that's the one. Can't miss it. Tallest building in the city. Oh yeah, I'm a big shot. You know it. I work on the 3rd floor, corner cubicle. 3rd floor is permitting, so I work on the permits. Nothing too exciting. Oh, by the way, I had to pinch you. You're not wearing green. Oh, shit, you're right. I'm not either. Oh, wow. Buy me a drink first, will you? I know it was an accident. I turned right when you were going to pinch me. I mean, it was an accident on your behalf, but I did it on purpose. I really wanted you to pinch my nipple, baby. I'm messing with you. You want to pinch the other one for good luck? It feels good, trust me. Oh, you're still so embarrassed. Stop it. Oh, your face. You came out here thinking that you were going to have this nice, quiet, peaceful lunch. And then I had to come here and ruin it for you. Now you're feeling all awkward and you're not talking. Here. Look, we're even. Now I can be embarrassed since I pinched your nipple. I really am going to make up for the embarrassment because I don't remember your name. We've pinched each other's nipples, and I don't even know your name. Look at that. I feel like such a slut. Oh, no. See, the rules are, I can call myself a slut, but you're not allowed to say the word or call anyone that. That's right. Oh, that sounds vaguely familiar. I'm sure you did tell me your name at some point. In my head, I just call you the hot neighbor. So I'm like, oh, there's the hot neighbor. Because you're hot? Like, really hot? Like, what's going on in my panties? Hot. Too much information? Sorry, I can be a little bit much. You can do what my friends do and just tell me to shut up. It's okay. Oh, don't move. You got some food on your face. Yes, I carry around napkins. I'm a lady. I always have to look presentable. You have nice lips, by the way. You know, when I was wiping your face, my finger kind of grazed your lip a bit. I mean, it's not like I just stare at your lips all the time and think about how nice it would be to kiss you. Did I say that out loud? Right. I said I don't do that. Okay, I totally do that. Now, just out of curiosity, and not to put you on the spot or anything, do you ever think about kissing moi? Moi is French for me, by the way. Yeah, everyone knows that. Do 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 do. Just answer. Yes? All right, well, I hope you're not saying that just to be nice, because I'm calling your bluff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some tongue. I can tell you might be a man of few words, but you're definitely a man of action. You said way more with that kiss than you've said during lunch today. Why are you turning around? I'm taking off my clothes for you. So don't turn around. Well, your kiss told me a lot, and your hard-on told me even more. Hard-ons do not lie. Take off your clothes. I told you I could be a bit much. Stop me at any time. Say no thank you. Not interested. Go away. I want to eat my lunch in peace. Or just take off your clothes. Yeah, do that. I like that. Nice. Now, why don't you ever mow the lawn without your shirt on? You do. It wasn't actually hot yesterday while you were mowing the grass, and you did move in during the fall. Ooh, I can't wait for summer. I'll bring you some icy lemonade to cool you off, and I'll lick the sweat off your body. I'm a horn dog, ignore me. But yeah, nice bod. Now take that hot as fuck body and put it on mine. I'm not being too subtle, am I? No other people are gonna come, I promise. And if they do, we'll give them a show. I'm really ticklish. doing it. Ooh. Okay, it might not be summer, but I am feeling the heat. It really does tickle. You're getting cold? There's a solution for that. I have a nice warm pocket for you. How'd you know? Yes, it's between my legs. I'm sure it'll work great for warming up your cock. And you know, once your cock is warm, the rest of you will warm up. It's very important to keep your cock warm. You don't want it to fall off. Yeah. I so want to make a Hot Pockets joke right now, but I'm not gonna. Shut me up with kisses. Fuck! I didn't know it was supposed to rain today. There's a picnic pavilion not far away. Okay, we need to grab everything while it's still sprinkling. I do not want my clothes to get all wet. Okay, let's go! Just follow me! Ooh, I love the feeling of running in the rain. I told you I was not too far away. Time to resume the fornication. I like that word. It makes it sound like it's a sin. Come be sinful with me. Come on, hop on this picnic table. Fill my pussy with your sin stick. Sorry, I had to pinch your nipples again, since you're not wearing any green. Well, you're not wearing anything. I have very sensitive nipples, so... get me back as much as you want. Although, really, I'm still getting you back for when you pinched my nipple, but, you know. Yeah, I like getting them pinched. I'm gonna pinch your tush. You like that? Actually, I am gonna pinch your tush with all of my fingers. Ooh, and my fingernails. Fuck. Ooh, you like that, huh? Oh, you like getting bitten too? Your ass is very nice and sprinkable. I had to wake the other soldiers. They would not. Well, maybe it's because you caught a leprechaun. They're very mischievous creatures. I guess we're not as short as you thought. I did not think that you would get bitey. Wow. Yeah, the mixture of pain and pleasure set me off. Oh, that was a good orgasm. It happened again. I can have many orgasms right in a row, or even overlapping. Yeah, just keep fighting Oh, biting is not the only thing that gets me off. Getting a nice big load shot into me also does it. See? Pleasure and pain, see how they go together. Ooh, I could tell you did come very hard. It stopped raining. That was quick. Not you, but the rain shower. You know what I mean. Okay, well, I don't know about you, but I really need to get back to work. Oh, fuck. When I grabbed my clothes, I must have missed my panties. Oh, God. So they're on the ground, soaking wet now. I'm not putting those on. Oh, I have to try not to flash anyone since I'm wearing a skirt. Let's walk back together. Oh! Your cum is leaking down my thighs. Oh, that's amazing. Hey, is it still called a cum walk if the cum is running down my thighs and not my face? I bet it's gonna get all over my chair at work. Ooh! Look, there's a rainbow! Oh, it's gorgeous! Out here, it looks like it's going all the way across the sky. Oh, it is huge and so bright! And you can see the whole thing. It looks like a half circle. Usually I can only see part of a rainbow. It is so beautiful. Hey, you're supposed to take this romantic moment to say, Fiona, will you go on a date with me? Ah, caught ya! My name is not Fiona. You didn't know my name either. So the whole time I was calling you hot neighbor, you were calling me cute neighbor? Why just cute? How about gorgeous? Ravishing. I'll take what I can get. My name is actually Liz. So, look, you are a really nice guy, and I really enjoyed the time that we spent together today, but I don't think that I'm interested in going on a date. I'm fucking with you! Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Let's go on a date.